Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Practice like being part of it?
I feel like I didn't see it. I think I was a part of it more than anything, and it felt good, honestly. You know what? About halfway through, you're like, okay, you look up at the clock, about 25 minutes in, you're like, this is going to be a long day. But then once you get in that second half and you're starting to feel it, everyone's starting to move. I thought, as you can see, it got a little louder, got a little bit more aggressive. Guys were competing a little bit more. In the beginning, we were just skating, so it was good. I thought that second half was really good, and I thought everyone brought it today, and including Lindy, so it was good. It was a lot of fun.
You guys added a lot of speed. How big an emphasis do you think conditioning is going to be, you know, for this team, just the way you guys want to play, and obviously all the fast players you added?
Yeah, no, I think it was harped on, like you said, right from the start, free agency trades, running guys like McLeod, Lafferty, guys that fly up and down the ice, and we're going to bring a lot of energy, and I didn't think we were a slow team by any means, but we're definitely harping on the idea of playing faster, getting out of our zone faster, getting the offense faster, and I think it'll help our team.
You've had quite a few guys in town for, a couple weeks at this point. What's your reaction to just seeing so many guys getting here, eager to get here to get started, and really just the mindset of the group? You know, how would you summarize it as everybody gets together here?
Yeah, we had probably a group of five or six of us since early July. Guys having babies, just guys in and out of town. It was good. It was good to skate with them. And then worked in the bigger groups. Guys were coming in mid-August, getting ready. I thought the skates were ramping up. It was really good. It was really competitive. The new guys came in. I think it fit right in with the team. And it's been good to get after it right away. So I think this is obviously a step up with the compete and the intensity, but I think we've been gearing up and getting ready for day one.
How beneficial is it to have your main group together in a practice from day one rather than the last week of camp? Like, you guys are going to be able to work toward opening night, and this is pretty close to what we're going to see in Prague.
Yeah, no, obviously that was a managerial and coaching decision to try to get our group acclimated right away, get the chemistry going. We got a lot of new guys. Obviously, bringing in a new coach, you want to get used to him as quickly as possible. And the quick turnaround to Europe, I think, is a big reason why we're doing that. And that's what we have to do. We have to be ready from day one. I think in years past we haven't been, and that's what we've gotten to, I guess, later on in the season when we needed to make that push. You're kind of regretting your first 10 games. You wish you had a better start. And you can't do that during the year if you want to make the playoffs. And so that's that first five-game mentality. First game in Prague is going to be huge. And then you don't have much time to think right after that. So two games in Prague, and we're right back here.
Kevin was talking about his message to you yesterday. One of them was raise the standard. He was talking about the time is now. Just what did you take away from his words yesterday, I guess?
Well, first and foremost, I know I need to be better. Myself personally, I came in with a chip on my shoulder this summer, and I tried to work. I skated earlier than I usually do, and then going past that, I think each of us in that locker room has to push a guy next to us, raising that standard individually, small groups, and as a full team. So I think that happens on a day-to-day basis in practice, in games, just in habits, and just in the mentality.
Did you so you really carried last season with you? I don't want to put your words in your mouth, but it bothered you just what happened?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys on the team can say it, but I know I personally underachieved. most of all, our team underachieved, and I take that personally. And I look forward to the future and what we can do as a group. And we want to make sure we remember that, so we have that bad taste in our mouth, but we also move forward.
Ellis, what kind of leader has Rasmus Dahlin turned into? You've seen him grow, you know, since you've been here. What kind of leader has he turned into?
First and foremost, that guy is a game changer each and every night. His consistency on the compete factor has been incredible ever since I got into town, and I've seen it grow and just blossom into the player that he's become. He's an incredible player, but he's also an incredible individual. And to be able to go along in the battle beside him has been a great honor, honestly, ever since I got in. And he's raised my level of compete, and he's made me want to be a better player. And that's what he does to each and every guy. He expects a lot of each guy, and he's been incredible each and every game. And he really puts the most amount of pressure on himself, no matter what you guys say, coaching staff says, any of us say. He puts the most amount of pressure on himself, and he rises to that pressure. And it's been incredible to see. He's an incredible talent, but just his work ethic and compete is like none other.
What's it like for you guys, for you and Tage and Rasmus, to go from leaning on Kyle Pozo and Zemgus Girgensons as the forefront of the leaders to now you guys are in that spot now where you're going to carry these guys forward, and you've got to be at the forefront of that for the rest of the group?
Honestly, I think it's going to be easier because everyone in that locker room is a year older. I think we each and every guy brings a little bit more experience, and we have a lot of leaders in that locker room. It's not just the three that you named. There's a long list, and bringing in guys like Zucker or Abby Kubel, who's a Stanley Cup champ, and Byram late in the season last year. Guys like that are gonna bring in different experiences and different sort of leadership as well. But no, I think that we're gonna continue to grow as a team, and we're gonna have to lean on a lot of different guys, not just one, two, or three guys, to lead this team to victories.
What do you take a look at? I know it was one practice, but just Jiří Kulík, you've been around him a little bit in the past. Just what are your takeaways? Just skating with him, seeing him up close.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of skill, a lot of talent. I didn't personally watch the prospect games, but I heard really good things. I heard that he came in and really turned some heads, and he just dominated out there. And that's what you need to do to jump up into that next level. You have to dominate the level that you're at. And so to see him do that and to see the success that he had last year, it's up to the coaches and management to see if he's ready to make that next step. But I'd be shocked if he didn't have a couple games this year, and he's going to have to make the most of it. But you know what? The level of compete and the skill that he has is really high, and he's going to have to continue to get better each and every day. And today was good. I think everyone was just going out there and working really hard and stuff. So I don't think any one guy was above and beyond anyone else because the level of compete our entire group had. But I don't think he looked out of place, that's for sure.
Kevin mentioned to us that guys are uncomfortable, right? I mean, after a season falling short of expectations, what did it do for everybody who's back to see, you know, Jeff with such a person in your locker room, somebody that you guys liked as a teammate, to part ways with him this summer? Yeah, it's a pretty big move that I would sure had some sort of an impact on the room.
Yeah, no, Jeff is a really close friend of mine. That was really hard to see him move on. I think he's going to have an unbelievable time in Edmonton. He's going to play some really good players, and I think he's going to have a lot of success. But to go back to the original point, the little cliche there is you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I think that's what Lindy's going to bring in. I think that's what Kevin is trying to do, bringing in a lot of different guys with a lot of different skill sets. We have guys that can move up and down the lineup that are going to put pressure on the top guys, that are going to put pressure on the guys that have been here for a while. And it's going to be a lot of compete. We have, I think, what would we have, 14 forwards and 8 defensemen that are all full-time NHL guys and 3 goalies. And we got guys that are going to be pushing for spots and looking to get in the lineup, and that's what you need to have. If you're going to make not only to the playoffs or a deep run, you're going to need to have 23 guys that can come in, and sometimes 26, 27 after that trade deadline. And so that's what you need. You need guys that are ready to step up and willing to do a job, and I think that's what we have in this locker room.
The changes that Kevin made to make the team harder to play against, how does that help maybe you or Tage or Rasmus as far as help you guys with your game the way they're going to come to play?
So we just have to focus on raising our standard, raising our compete, and us personally. And I think the other guys around us will do the same. And the guys that they brought in, like I said, bring a different style and have a lot of compete and have a lot of different experiences. And so I think that's going to be really good for our group. But yeah, I don't think we've ever played looking over our shoulder or anything like that. I think we're going to go in, and we have a group that's going to play fast and physical, and we're going to try to step on teams' throats each day, day in and day out. And so that's what the type of hockey we're going to try to play, and it's going to be good.
There's some challenges, obviously, to start the season in Europe and finish in camp over there. But what do you think the benefit will be, for you guys, especially with a lot of new faces?
Yeah, a lot of new guys, obviously, camaraderie. We get to go over there and experience Munich. I was lucky enough to go last summer during World Championships. It's a beautiful city. This year we get to go during Oktoberfest, so that's going to be really cool to see. And honestly, I got some German heritage, so it's always been a dream of mine to go over and see that. But to get the group together and to be on the plane together for that 9-hour flight and to travel together and then practice right away and have that team camaraderie, it's awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's. I think we're going to make the most of it, but. That being said, once that puck drops in Prague, we have a job to do, and it's game one of the season. It's not preseason. It's not just go out for a skate and enjoy it because we're in Prague, we're in Europe. It's time to win.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.